In the old days, when you wanted to take a baby outside, you put him in something with wheels on.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
You would call it a carriage.
Carriage. Would you? How would you? Would you roll the baby then, or push the baby, or how would you say that?
You roll the baby. You just push the baby. You had to push the baby, but you had to push the head in.
Uh huh.
You had to push the baby.
And where do you take a dead person now to be ready for burial? You used to do it in the house.
You take it to the undertaker now.
Uh-huh. And when you were a girl, they used to put the body in what kind of a box?
And just make a coffin and make a box and put it in. If they wasn't able to do that, you just got you some lumber. My granddaddy lived right down there, and he made coffins.
I see.
He made coffins, and he'd make coffins, and they'd come down here and get wooden coffins.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be when you owned them at the cemetery, you saw all of them, you know. You had to take the whole lid off, just like a door, you know, they'd take the whole lid off.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called that.
Take the coffin out to the, to where?
To the cemetery.
Cemetery? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, you take them to the cemetery in a wagon.
I see.
A horse and wagon, a mule and wagon, just whichever you want.
And what is smaller than a river?
A branch, I think.
A branch, and is a creek bigger than a branch or smaller?
Oh no, the creek's bigger than a branch.
Uh-huh.
A branch is something some most of them ain't known about, that wide of water.
Uh-huh.
And then you get hold of some of them that's pretty wide.
If they're not so wide, you say they're real, real what?
They call them branches. You find some branches that ain't so wide, and then you find some branches is wide.
I see.
And like digging the big deep ditch and digging the small ditch.
Mm-hmm. If you wore straps over your shoulders, a man would to hold up his trousers.
Galluses.
I see. And what did you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
And when children used to, sometimes, maybe they still do, if they didn't wear shoes and got in wet ground, they'd get an itching soreness.
That ground itch.
And if you fry ham and mix in some water to make a gravy, what kind of gravy is that?
Well, you call it flour gravy.
If you don't use flour, though, you just fry ham and put some water in the fat?
Oh, you just make ham gravy.
That's ham gravy?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You remember what they used to call homemade whiskey when you were a child?
Mm-hmm. Called it stump liquor.
Stump. Uh-huh. And anything that a child likes to play with?
I tell you, children play the most anything now. The most thing children does now is ride horses.
Uh-huh.
That's the most
they like to do best.
They like riding horses.
Now, if you said, I might say, now you have to pick up all your, you say, toys or playthings or what?
Pick up your playthings.
Uh-huh. And if I would ask you to do something and you weren't not sure, you might say yes or no. You'd say, well, I might could?
I might could and I might not.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And if you slipped on the step out here and lost your balance, but you didn't fall down, you'd say, whoops, I...
Mm-hmm. Fell down.
But if you didn't fall down, you just went like
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
Said, I
what? I'd like to fell
down. Like to fell down. Uh-huh. You don't think it's right for somebody to do something, you might say... Now he...
They ain't done wrong.
Uh-huh. And,
he didn't have no business doing that. That's what he ought to say. Well, now he ain't had no business doing that.
Mm-hmm.